Thank you so much for joining us. This is 720 WGN. As promised, we finally have a chance to talk with Hanover Park Village President Rod Craig. He stands with many suburban mayors who are slamming the transit proposal because, of course, it's your constituents who use this. Thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you. It's nice to be called upon.
And I understand you also have an association with Metra. Is that true?
Yes, I've been a board member with Metra a little over 11 years.
And why is it so many suburban mayors, in your opinion, are standing firm against this transit proposal?
Well, I think we're trying to raise the awareness of the impact of a bill that was, released at the 11th hour, the 58th minute out of the Senate. And what we see in there is kind of rocking the boat, and we do like to make sense of it. I'm working with the mayor's caucus to try to find some level of consensus on the matter. Real estate transfer tax, that's a big hit to help pay CTA's pensions off. That's not sitting well with most of the mayors, and trying to understand how we can have a solid transit entity in Northeast Illinois. But it's kind of escaping us right now. So we've had a couple meetings. We're trying to reach a consensus. But I will say this firmly, that the mayors seek a seat at the table on the final decision product. That's pretty much a strong consensus among the mayors, and we're working towards that. Nancy Rotering out of Highland Park mm-hmm. is an excellent facilitator of all good things, and she's in the leadership role with this, with the mayor's caucus. And I kind of rang the bell. I was the one that brought a lot of these issues to the table, which are frightening initially on our communities. The consensus among our constituents, I think, are important. I think people need to know what the impacts are going to be. They're going to sell a home and there's going to be additional fees. If delivery tax is going to impact, I hear, a lot of young people are involved in this, and I know many seniors who love having to be able to stay in their home, but they might have 40 deliveries in the course of a week, and that buck and a half, that's going to add up as much as $60 a month to their budget. So the notion of the seniors wanting to stay in their home is strong, and we're hopeful that we're going to make sense of this whole thing. But the mayors are pretty much strongly asking, and I hate to say demand, but we accept a seat at the table. And I believe our legislators will understand that and be open to hear what we have to say. And the key thing is on the revenue. Where's the revenue going to come from?
Right, because you've got a $770 million budget hole that needs to be filled.
It's a big number, and so we've got to have consensus. We've got to have reasonable understanding, and we have to have some dialogue from the feds, and we've got to work together on that. I don't know if today's politics are going to help us do that, but we've got to find a way to make sure moms and dads can get to work safely and on time.
And so this new board that they're talking about putting together would be a 20-member board, 5 members appointed by the governor, 5 by Chicago's mayor, 5 by the Cook County Board president, 5 members appointed by county board chairs representing each of the 5 collar counties. So that doesn't necessarily include any mayoral input, the people that you're representing, right?
Right. And it seems an imbalance, and at some point, we feel like we could be trumped on the outcomes of that. Maybe that wasn't a good use of the words, but we are concerned of override on who we are. We like to maintain our municipal character and who we are, and have influence there. And when the mayor said he'd like to have a seat at the table, I think we can help facilitate this through. Most of the mayors I've talked to, I've laid concerns right on the table, but I'm very hopeful that we have some understanding and some support for a balance. I call it a balance. You know, all it's got to be some equity in the outcome. So,
well, and the problem is it's hard to get people interested until they see the impact it's going to have on their finances. And then once they realize that, sometimes it's too late and the decisions have already been made. So what do you encourage your constituents or any of these constituents who support the mayors that are on, you know, that have teamed together, what should they do? Should go ahead.
Yeah, a key component is the caucus is reaching out to the 275 mayors in the Northeast Illinois to understand what these are the impacts. Mayors like to share that kind of information with their constituents. Constituents matter. And, you know, as it's progressing, it's like there's no constituent influence, meaning the mayors have not been at the table. We've been through meetings, outreach meetings, but we saw none of our comments come through in the final bill of the Senate. So I think it's really being pushed out. There's a lot of references. Maybe they're guessing at things to see what sticks. I don't know. It's kind of a strange political environment. But I'm supportive to find a strong consensus that I'm an advocate for. And many of the mayors have said, right, go get them. Well, it's not a matter of go get them. It's a matter of let's get to the table and find a solution that works collaboratively.
Well, it's interesting because I have there been other times where this many mayors have come together to form a coalition to stand in opposition or support of something like this?
No, it's kind of everybody trusts in the mayor's caucus. You know, some think it's a social club, but I'm going to tell you, we need to come together, and we might be a day late and a dollar short, but I hope not. We are coming together, our consensus. You know, it doesn't have to be 100%, but we want to hear what the values are across the board. And the mayors are involved in their community. You know, I read in schools. So I know what's happening in the community, the impacts out there. Well, I mentioned the seniors. They're all out there. So we can't ignore that. So we're hopeful. You know, everything's by appointment. And sometimes you have to have a balance of those. I say mayors because we're responsible to our constituents. And
right. Being
on the Metro Board, my constituency goes beyond all of Region 1 of Metro. So I have a sensitivity to those who are out there, and they call me. And, you know, it kind of goes beyond Region 1 for me because I've been Hanover Park's in two counties equally, and I've been involved in DuPage County. And we believe in a strong consensus over there. So, you know, this is a day in the life of our future opportunities for transit. And I got to be hopeful. It's a lot of money. It's overdue. And so let's see what happens at the end of the day. But we have a plan to meet frequently to come to a consensus. And the city of Chicago is in there along with the rest of us. So,
well, keep us up to date. Keep us up to date, Rod. We want to know what's happening, and you're the person to keep us up to date. So thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time today.
I have your contact information. I'll be happy to do that.
Wonderful. Hanover Park Village President Rod Craig. You'll hear from him in the future.